Small Pumpkins spoke. Or, at least, he made a gruff, startled noise that reminded Jeannie that she was currently holding a baseball bat in a very aggressive manner. She nearly dropped it to her side, but then she remembered. This was still a large, strange man, gourds or no gourds. She probably shouldn't let her guard down just yet. "Who are you?" she asked, keeping one hand on the door, in case she had to slam it in this mysterious pumpkin man's face. His dark eyebrows rose a fraction of an inch, as though he was surprised by her question. "Logan Anders," he said, as though that would clear things up for her. It didn't.
"And what are you doing in my back alley, Logan Anders?" she asked.
He blew out a frustrated-sounding breath and shifted the crate in his arms. It was probably heavy, but Jeannie would not compromise her safety just because this man was the picture of autumnal bounty with his crate of vegetables and his worn flannel shirt and thick beard. Her gaze lingered on his face for a beat longer. So she could pick him out of a lineup, she reasoned. She might need to know that above his beard was a long, straight nose and ruddy cheeks. The police officer might ask her if he had lashes for days, and the answer would be yes. It might be of the utmost importance to the investigation to know that, even in the dim light of the morning, she could see that his eyes were a devastating blue.
"It's Thursday."
Jeannie blinked. Did the day of the week have something to do with why this man was keeping her awake?
"And you've been keeping me up since Monday," she said.
Now it was Logan's turn to look confused.
"I just got here."
He shifted the crate again, his forearms flexing under the strain. It really must be heavy, but he hadn't made any move to come in or set it down.
"Well, I've been hearing strange noises all week, and I tried to pretend it was just the wind or a raccoon or something, but then I started thinking that's probably what people tell themselves right before the killer bursts through the door."
Logan choked a little, his eyes going wide.
"Killer?"
Jeannie felt her cheeks heat up. Maybe she'd let her imagination get the best of her.
"Or something."
Her voice trailed off. She wasn't really sure what to say to this strange man, and he seemed to be equally at a loss.
"So, what are you doing here?" she prompted.
"Right, I deliver produce every Thursday."
He nodded toward the box of said produce.
Jeannie winced. The produce delivery, of course. Aunt Dot had told her so many things in the day before she left, and Jeannie had written none of it down.
The cafe had been closed since she'd got here, and she still hadn't wrapped her head around everything that needed to be done. Thankfully, Norman, the cafe's longtime manager, was here to help. He assured her they'd have the cafe up and running by the weekend. Logan shifted the box again, the heavy box he was still holding.
"So sorry."
Jeannie stepped back and swept her arm toward the cafe.
"Come in. We'll find a place to put those, pumpkins?"
Logan hesitated in the doorway, his gaze shifting between Jeannie and the bat still poised over her shoulder.
"Gah, sorry. I won't hit you on the head, I promise."
She tried to give him a reassuring smile, but it didn't seem to help. He still hovered in the doorway.
"I'm really sorry. I assumed you were a murderer. It's nothing personal. I just haven't slept in 3 nights, and something's been making noises down here, I swear. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around this whole cafe inheritance thing."
Logan stared at her, a hesitance still in his eyes. Crap. She'd probably already scared him. Jeannie had been called intense on more than one occasion throughout her life. She was pretty sure it was still even on a report card or two. It was something she was trying to work on, part of her new Jeannie persona. Less talking, less overthinking, less intensity. She took a deep breath and blew it out slowly. Cafe Jeannie was calm, chill, just your friendly neighborhood coffee shop owner, ready with a smile and your favorite drink. Not her theories on who or what was trying to kill her on any given day, or the latest in ice cap melting news, or the 18 things she had to get done later today. She tried to channel Aunt Dot's free spirit vibes, even as she wished the woman had been slightly less laid back and had actually left her more explicit directions. She attempted a gentler, sweeter smile. It felt strange on her face.
"Please, come in. That must be so heavy."
Logan gave a slight nod in acknowledgement. "I usually leave it out here."
"Oh."